Audio Addict Radio Show.
Ta-da.
Hello.
What's up?
We're a little late.
A little bit. 10 minutes.
That's fine. There's probably thousands of people sitting by their computer and
they're just going, "Where's Ellis?"
I'm just waiting.
Tense suspense, like, "Oh no, where are my guys?" But here we are.
We're back. Don't worry.
We're lacking one.
Leo.
He's at home, is he?
Normally he's here.
Yeah, he's gone home for a while. Because, like I say, this is the first time I've been on in about 2 or 3 weeks, and then Leo's not here this week.
Yeah.
Good to have you back, Aidan.
Oh, thank you. I've been dedicating all my time to the magazine. Which is finished.
It's finished.
Can we say it's finished?
I think it's finished.
I think from where we are, it's finished. Yeah.
It's finished. Hooray!
And now we just have to wait for Martin. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I believe
just
so, yeah.
For one final all clear. And we can see all clear that was.
I hope so.
Yeah,
was it?
No. Oh, okay. And then it's good to go to the printers. I'm excited.
I'm excited.
The last magazine we'll have, mate.
I think so.
I think we're all comfortable in saying it's one of the best ones Audio Addict have ever done.
Yeah, I think it's the best Audio Addict.
That's a bold claim, but I'd say that's true.
I think it's the best Audio Addict.
Well done, chaps.
Thank you. That's well done to you. Radio.
Thank you for multimediaing.
Yeah, no, that's all right. I just talk on this, really.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to launch a YouTube channel.
We're back on YouTube now, aren't we? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the star of that.
Well, actually, Neve's one is doing really good.
Damn.
Everyone else is not.
What about mine combined compared to Neve's?
There was one really keen guy on the Zico chain one.
Yeah, yeah. Where's the rest?
Yeah, where is the rest? I didn't realise I cut off the end of it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, well. So we'll play a couple of songs and then we will kick off the show.
Yeah, let's do that.
This is basically the playlist. This line is Reading.
It's themed.
And it looks okay. It makes me want to go Reading when I look at it. But yeah.
Ellis.
Hi,
Ellis. I'm still into you.
Wow.
Aww. Yeah.
Don't know how I feel about that.
Wow.
That would be awesome at Reading Festival.
It would.
First night, everyone's happy, everyone's jumping around, everyone's drunk, and it'd just be like, boom.
Bam, what a way to end the night.
A lot better than Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah,
I say so.
Oh, they're boring.
But shall we do some non-Reading news?
Yeah,
if there is any.
Aidan, Newsmaster.
Have we put any up this week? Or are we still stacking? We'll put some reviews up.
Even so, we got the whole issue about Macaulay Culkin's Pizza Band.
They're a Velvet Underground cover band.
Right.
But they relate everything to pizza.
And who's Macaulay Culkin?
The Home Alone kid.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you know now.
I thought he was a drug addict.
He went out.
He was.
And he lived with Pete Doherty, I think.
Blimey.
He went out with Mila Kunis for a little while.
He did.
Fair play.
Good on him. He's doing well for himself.
Take your head off to that.
Yeah.
And now he's in a pizza-themed Velvet Underground cover band.
He's had a weird life, hasn't he?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Whenever any of my mates say they see him in public, they always say like they just like do Home Alone quotes like 10 metres away from him and stuff, and he gets really annoyed with it.
So he lives in England?
I don't think he lives in England.
I have no idea. I think it's Paris he lives in, I heard.
I see.
With Pete Doherty. I would go.
What?
I would go.
It'd be just to be
it's
funny,
Macaulay
really.
Culkin.
It would be the novelty.
Let's be fair. How many times do you have the chance to go and say to all your mates, "I saw Macaulay Culkin live doing a Velvet Underground tribute pizza act
in a pub"?
I'll never get the chance to say that, but I don't think I want that chance.
I do.
I'm okay.
I'm not going to take the chance, but I would embrace the chance.
I don't think you can. It's sold out.
Yeah, I think it's sold out. Hey, but we're Audio Addict, mate.
Oh yeah.
Oh, we can get in anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
We can get in Beyonce's dressing room if we want.
Yeah,
we just choose not to. Oh, no, he has, apparently.
Did it last weekend, mate.
So is that the biggest music-related news story of the week?
I think it's all been festivals, hasn't it? Festivals,
it's all been announcements and stuff.
Yeah, there's not much going on at the moment, is there?
Yeah, there was another Sonosphere announcement. That was about it, really.
What's on the Sonosphere announcement?
There was the Dream Theater.
I think we were here last week for that.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about that. It was a rubbish announcement.
But, all right, does anyone know what number one is right now?
What, in the charts?
Yeah.
I haven't known what's number one in the charts for ages.
I have no idea.
Let's have a look.
Do you know?
Place your bets now.
I can't even think of a contender.
Bastille might be album.
Well, Route 94, number one single.
Oh, Pharrell?
It's Pharrell's two.
Oh, is it?
Pharrell's two.
The album's really good.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
It's Pharrell Williams with Girl, yeah. Number one album.
How does that Ellie Goulding song go? What was that?
No, that's the album.
Oh, okay, this is the album.
She just played the O2 Arena.
Yeah.
Just headlined it.
What's singles?
That's pretty cool.
Singles chart.
Lauren.
Who?
Lauren works the one in Northern Ireland.
Oh, yeah?
As, like, helping out with stage management or something. And she said Ellie Goulding's a bit of a bitch.
Oh, really?
But she must have a fairly big ego these days. She's doing some big things.
Yeah, I would.
I did Coldplay have a new single?
Is it called Magic?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, my housemate loves that.
You have a terrible housemate.
Yeah, I do. I hate that guy.
Happy's a tune, isn't it?
What even is Route 94?
I don't know.
How does that go?
My girl. I have no idea.
I've become so disassociated with the chart over the last 3 or 4 years. I've got no idea what's going on in there. Oh, it's the Deep House Dubstep, dude.
Of course.
Skrillex's album came out today.
Yeah.
His debut album.
You have to download his app to listen to it.
That's so Skrillex.
Yeah.
But I think there is a website streaming it.
I think Chance the Rapper's on it.
I'm sure I could name you guys a few websites where it'll be.
He does some weird collaborations. I think he's in
one with Justin Bieber.
Yeah, which is a shame.
Yeah.
It's a fairly good song if you take out Justin Bieber.
Did you see that Justin Bieber deposition thing?
No.
The video. It's a knob.
Well, yeah, he should be.
Oh, it's called the album Recess.
Yeah, it's called Recess.
Fat Man Scoop's on the album.
Oh, awesome.
I bet it does have some good features.
Ragga Twins, Sam Dew, Alvin Risk, Mike Will Made It, which is awful for grammar.
Chance rappers on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chance.
I can't believe this is his debut
Fat Man
album.
Scoop is still going.
Yeah, I don't know, just banging around Countless now.
No, an EP.
That was an EP, yeah.
He's been around for so long, and this is only just his first album.
Well, the thing is, like, he had all that massive hype just at the start of last year, and that's when the album was slated to come out. He'd probably be like 02 level if he dropped
it then.
Yeah, he's passed it now. About all these genres here, it's like dubstep, electro house, progressive house, hip hop, and glitch and trap.
Oh, trap.
What's trap?
I've heard of trap. I haven't really heard of glitch. What's glitch?
That's where the, like, you know, sort
so
of when you hear
it's breaking.
Yeah, it's literally the sounds of glitching, like the CD scratching, the sound like getting, you know, like when a picture gets pixelated. It's like the audio version of that.
That makes sense.
It's quite a cool thing. I can't get into that, though. You're like glitch art and stuff.
You're Aiden, you're so, you're so underground. Deep. Well, that's probably news other than festival now.
Just the Justin Bieber thing is worth watching.
Yeah.
Because he's not very nice to the people.
So what is
Is this his new
Justin
video?
What Justin Bieber thing is this?
It's a deposition about his security guards beating up... what the people take
paparazzi,
and obviously he's got to answer questions with the court reporter, and he's just horrible to him.
There he is.
Yeah, it's worth watching. It's only like 5 minutes long. TMZ leaked it.
I'm liking rock and roll Justin Bieber at the moment.
He should start a punk band.
Yeah,
I'd love it.
It's more interesting than like. Baby.
Yeah, I guess so. But
well, I'd say like I like the personality more than the music at the moment.
I don't even like the personality. He's not a very nice bloke, is he?
Yeah, no.
Probably not. So let's continue with the rating theme, and then we're gonna do the reviews that went up. Cause some reviews went up.
Yeah, some reviews. I went to a gig last night.
Reviews.
I listened to some albums. I can do some reviews.
There we go. So this is Funeral for a Friend. Any fans?
No.
Okay, but they are at Reading, which is why I put them.
No. Takedown Festival.
Takedown Festival this
Saturday.
Weekend. We should have a talk about that later.
They're not
Reading. We'll talk about that
Did you just tell me to split them up?
Yeah, because they're Takedown.
But you don't like them.
Oh, all right.
We'll probably see them.
They're headlining it.
Fair enough. The headline.
Yeah, the headlining Takedown Fest.
And then Churches with a V, which I still don't get. But you do just say Churches.
You just say Churches.
Churches.
They're a bit good, I think.
Lovely little band.
How high up are they on the lineup?
Who, Churches?
Let's
have a look.
They're subheadlining second.
Yeah, they're actually, no, I'm not sure if Bombay Bicycle Club are headlining that stage, because it's a special guest Nero. I think he's going to round that out.
So technically, like, third down?
Yeah, well, third down. It's still pretty big for the Radio 1 stage.
Yeah.
I don't think they've played before, either.
I would doubt it, actually, yeah.
They're really Scottish, I think.
Are they?
Did I make that up? No, I think they are.
No, I think
they are very Scottish.
Leo would know.
Yeah.
Leo.
I bet Leo's not even listening.
It's asleep.
Of course he is, yeah. Yeah, they are Scottish.
So, reviews. Who did you see last night?
I saw The Answer.
And how were they?
It was good. I went because they're a band I've never actually seen live before, which is rare these days. And I knew I used to like them when I was young. They had some really good songs. They're a rock band. They're like proper Irish rock and roll band. And they toured with AC/DC for like 2 years. Mm-hmm. So I figured they must have the best live. And they were really good.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. They were very Irish.
Was it
very
South
rock and roll? Yeah, it was at the Brook Theatre. It's a long walk, 45 minute walk that was.
I don't even know what that is.
And it's near the Talking Heads.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a little further down from there.
Going there on Thursday.
Oh, good luck.
Thanks.
I walked past it. There's loads of bikers outside.
Oh.
Okay. Scared me. But yeah, it was a really good gig. They were really good. That's all I can say. It was just really rock and roll. It's nice to see a band do solos and stuff. I always go to punk shows. It's nice to see a band do a solo. The bass player was how rare do you come out of a gig and be like, oh man, the bass player was really good.
When you see the Holy Tees every time.
Who, so, yeah, not when you go see the Colours.
Are there any sports worth mentioning?
And I didn't get there in time for sports. Fair enough, got there late. So yeah, that was my night. I enjoyed it. It was better than the night in, I guess.
True that.
Yeah.
And anyone else this week? No?
No other shows. We're going to Takedown Festival on Saturday.
Yeah, I saw our little feature on our website. Five bands you can't miss the Takedown.
Five bands you can't miss the Takedown. I think I'm missing them all, but basically
you're not missing Baby Godzilla.
Yeah, Baby Godzilla. I can't wait to see Baby Godzilla. They're playing on a small stage as well.
It's literally a £30 Baby Godzilla gig for me.
Yeah, pretty much. And Glamour of the Killer playing.
Oh, and
yeah, the Glamour of the Killer.
Jamie Lennon.
I've heard of Jamie Lennon.
Oh, man, it's all about Turbo Wolf, that lineup.
Yeah, but doesn't Turbo Wolf clash with Lennon?
Sorry, I've got to take this. I'm back in a second.
Aiden's a busy man. He's like a businessman.
Hello.
He's gone. Yeah. Bye. All right. Oh. Upset him.
All right. Oh, okay. It's gone.
So why have Baby Godzilla not, you know, exploded into the stratosphere yet?
They're so obscure.
They don't have any mainstream appeal.
Yeah. No. They're so obscure.
They don't have melodies or. And anything. They're kind of scary.
It's
aren't
just
they?
Noisy like, and speedy.
Yeah, I think it's a limited appeal. But if you're into that kind of music, then.
We understand
You'll get it.
We understand it.
Like, they'll be fine for the rest of their careers.
Yeah.
They'll always have a small dedicated
audience.
They'll probably always have to have that second job.
Well, I don't know if they do, because they're always touring. I've never seen them not touring.
I've no idea.
Like, they've just been back down. They just was down here in February. Now they're coming back.
Do you reckon they'll do Download?
They'll do one of the
festivals. They'll do one of the big festivals, won't they? They might even do Reading.
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me
at all.
Yeah. They're going to do something with their lives.
And on that list that we put up, there was
Funeral for Friend, who we just played. They're headlining.
None of you guys like.
I like the Kerrang songs.
I just kind of nothing them. To use a Leo term.
And then there's Hacktivist.
Yeah, I've heard. I always hear their name and think, oh, they sound horrible.
They're a bit like Enter Shikari.
Yeah.
Not as great as Enter Shikari.
Just angry.
Just think it's a bit cheesy.
Yeah, like, they do covers like Kanye West and stuff into really rocky songs.
Okay.
That's alright. And then Aurora, I listened to them the other day. They seemed okay. And then there was another band I can't know. Dead. Because they're locals, aren't they?
Their entire fan base is like 13-year-old girls. Yeah. So that kind of implies that I won't like them either.
Yeah, I'm not going to be seeing them. We're going to see all the hardcore bands like
Feed the Rhino
and Heart and Hand.
There we go.
Idiom. I'm really looking forward to Idiom because I like Idiom. They like me as well.
Because you nearly didn't go, right? You only just kind of picked up a ticket.
Yeah, I decided to get a ticket, like, yesterday, because I figured we've been every last 2 years. It's a bit of a tradition, Ellis. It's a bit of a tradition.
Before we leave. That's fair.
We need to have our burger and a Jägerbomb mornings, like last year.
That was a mistake. It's all downhill from there.
And we're going to do that. Yeah.
That's fair.
It's fun. But I'm in London the day after. Guess who I'm seeing in London on Sunday?
Frank Turner.
No.
Bastille.
No.
Nina Nesbitt.
No. One last guess.
Toby Howe.
No. You can never one more guess. It's a comedian.
Oh, well, all right. Mickey Flanagan.
No.
Jack Whitehall.
Okay.
He knew that.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I'm seeing Jack Whitehall on Sunday.
I didn't know he was doing his own, like, solo.
Yeah, he's doing really well. It's Wembley Arena.
Wow.
Yeah,
he's
sold out.
He's a big deal now, isn't he?
Yeah, huge deal. He's winning all the awards as well, isn't he?
He just works the whole I'm posh and kind of...
You don't know if I'm gay or not.
Skinny
yeah.
and... Yeah, you don't know if I'm gay or not. I've got weird hair and...
Yeah, he works it.
He does really well.
And I'm going to go, as I'm in London, I'm going to go to Madame Tussauds.
You've never been?
I've never been to Madame Tussauds.
It's not, you won't be blown away.
I'm not expecting it.
Okay.
The appeal.
My brother wants to go, I think.
You should do London Dungeons if you're going to do one.
I've been to London Dungeons. Okay. I'm a little bit scared of London Dungeons.
It's scary.
Yeah, I know.
It's good
right?
though.
All the mirrors and
that's the point.
And do you know where else I'm going to go? Buckingham Palace.
That's not interesting either.
I know. I just want to go. I just want to say I've been to Buckingham.
I've been in it.
Have you?
Yeah, we did a little tour thing.
Did the Queen
did,
invite
did that off. Cost money?
I think so.
I'm not going to pay money.
Well, I don't know. My dad took me.
I'm just going to go and see it so I can do like the Facebook check-in, like being like planning my attack or something
nice.
Like that.
No, you can't do that. That's literally treason.
you actually might get arrested.
I'll give it a go. It'd be a story to tell.
Well, okay. Give it a go.
New form is
hashtag treason.
You won't be here next week because you'll planning be arrested for treason.
Planning my attack, hashtag treason.
Hashtag treason, brilliant. Did any of us write that new informal thing?
No.
So should we?
I wanted to go, but I didn't go.
Let me like switch mics and then I can scroll down.
Yeah. Ooh. I can just talk about an album I listened to. No, we did none of us wrote live reviews this week.
Who's Pharaoh Monch?
I don't know, but he's going to get far.
He's been around for a while, though.
Yeah, a little while. We're going quite down now.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about any of them.
Nah.
I'm seeing narwhals.
Cool. He's seeing narwhals.
Who might be good. Yeah. I don't know. Never seen them before.
In Southampton?
Yeah, the Joiners. Doors going to slam. Yeah, at the Joiners.
Their name is written all over the Joiners. Like,
is it?
You know, there's stickers everywhere.
Oh yeah.
They're all narwhals, and then
they play that all the time, though. I think
there's a door upstairs that like all the bands that go there write their name on the door, and then like theirs is like the biggest letters across the top of the door. It's like narwhals.
They're not nice.
They're
not that nice people.
Are they not?
What kind of music is it?
Well, I'm not going to meet them, so it doesn't matter.
Punk.
Okay.
Angry.
And they're
angry
supporting Wilhelm Scream, who are actually better.
Are they?
I love a Wilhelm Scream.
I'll check them out.
I love a Wilhelm Scream.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm not a massive fan, but everything I've listened to them I like.
Oh, cool.
I only got into them because the band name's named after that movie sound effect.
Yeah, that scream. That's cool.
Every time that comes up in TV and movie now, I can't take it seriously because it stands out so much. I used to just let it go by me before.
And now it's just, now it's just silly. Every time you hear it, it's like, oh.
Yeah.
It's the Wilhelm Scream.
Next up is Bombay Bicycle Club and Blink-182.
Cool.
I like Bombay Bicycle Club. I guess you guys don't.
I like Blink-182. Now, the one headline I wanted to see this year.
There's only
one
song on here, and it's kind of a downer. It's I Miss You, but it's a very pretty song.
But yeah.
It's the nostalgia that will kick in.
Blink-182 are the one band I wanted to see live this year at a festival, and I'm not going to Reading.
You're not even going to try a day ticket?
It's too far away. It's a lot of fuel money.
True, that with them and Chili Peppers, probably. But I still might go to Idlewild. I don't really know.
I
should do. We'll be back and we'll talk about the Reading lineup, the, other things. Wait, we had loads of stuff.
All sorts. More the Reading Festival.
We're just going to
listen to an album.
We're just going
to
sit here in silence.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Check us out online at www.radiosonar.co.uk.
I like that. It's
very,
pretty.
Very nostalgic. It's the weather for it now. We're slowly getting into that pop punk nostalgia weather with the barbecues and the pizzas.
Yeah, it's been sunny, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Not today.
Today's been a bit iffy, but the weekend.
The shorts out.
I had my shorts out the other day.
Did
Wrapped
you?
Them out, yeah, definitely.
I'll
take your first opportunity. So let's talk about the fact that. Yeah, no, Reading. I didn't know how to word that. So the Friday at Wedding,
Wedding.
Friday at a wedding. Imagine getting married at Reading.
A wedding at Reading.
Oh, definitely. Be like some cute couple that met there and then 10 years later got married there.
They can see their child there.
Yeah, I know. Probably.
Someone's had their ashes thrown over at a Download Festival.
Ooh, that's kind of gross.
Yeah.
I'll probably do that. I'll probably have that.
The thing is that when you put it over such a big area, I'm not so concerned about walking over dead people, really.
True.
I'd say Friday.
Friday at Reading.
I got Queens of Stone Age, Paramore, Vampire Weekend, Enter Shikai, Jimmy Eat World, Zephyrfine, and Hacktivist on the main stage. I'd be excited about Jimmy Eat World, Enter Shikai, and Paramore. But I've seen them all.
Do you care that little about Queens of Stone Age?
That's not very little. Oh, okay. I don't care. I don't like them.
I've seen them if I was there.
There's a lockup stage.
Yeah, but
I think whoever is on that lockup stage, I'm sure I'd probably prefer to see from Queens of the Stone Age.
Would they play at the same time as Queens of the Stone Age?
Yeah, they would. The headliner would anyway.
I'm trying to see is lockup material on there.
No, they haven't announced lockup.
Lockup won't be announced for a while, I don't think.
It'd be someone like NerfX or Alkaline Trio.
Used to be the King of Blues, didn't it?
King of Blues used to play a lot.
Who are the Cortinas and why are they still so
well
respected?
They're still relevant.
They were like a Manchester-y band that people thought were like, like every indie band that comes out of Manchester gets called the next Oasis. Yeah. But
they've stuck around.
Do you remember Not 19 Forever?
Yeah.
That's the only thing I remember about them, really. I'm not massive on them.
And they're still headlining that second stage.
I wouldn't have thought they were that big.
They must have a lot of fans.
Yeah.
Surely Vampire Weekend, Orange Shikari are more suited to headline that stage.
I thought Vampire Weekend were showing for it.
Yeah,
really.
Vampire Weekend.
Yeah. Probably not in Shikari.
I think a lot of Paramore and Vampire Weekend fans will be the same.
There's a bit of a crossover, especially on the Reading lineup.
Whereas, like, Cortinas and Queens of Stone Age fans are probably quite opposite.
Yeah.
True. True. They've thought about this. Mm-hmm.
That main stage does look good, though. I think, apart from Death of Vinyl and Hacktivist, I'd happily sit through the rest of that.
Yeah. Warpaint had done well for themselves, because they used to, in 2010, they were on the BBC introducing stage. Mm-hmm. I think it was 2010, or they were on like, the one of the small stages. So they've done really well for themselves lately.
Brenda, all right.
Drenger, okay.
I remember their EP being
Temples.
Good.
What's everyone thinking of Warpaint? I'm hearing a lot of buzz about them.
Yeah.
What do they sound like?
I don't know what they sound like. Let's see if there's anyone here.
I'm not fussed about them. They've just got a lot of hype around them at the moment.
Yeah, the name comes up everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a couple of tunes. I'll play one next. We can decide what we think.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's have a judge. Netsky's there on the headlining old dance stage.
That'll probably be awesome.
I don't really care.
No, not Netsky guy.
Who is Netsky?
I would rather go and watch Netsky than Queens of Stone Age.
Probably. Yeah, I would. Yeah. I'd probably choose Netsky over Queens of Stone Age.
Oh, man, you guys suck.
Yeah, that's mental.
You signed Hospital Records. If that means anything to you?
What did it mean to us?
It's really
Prodigy thing?
No.
He is a big deal, I think, in that kind of scene. Yeah. I think he's...
Anyone who signed Hospital Records is like a big deal.
I think he's from Belgium. Because my friend
was Netsky or Netsky?
Yeah, you meant to say Netsky. And my friend went to a festival where he was like the big headliner guy. And there were people there just absolutely like worshipping him, like he's the biggest thing that's ever come out of Belgium.
Yeah, sorry
we got distracted. My mum found out that someone was eating on the microphone.
Yeah, they've really laughed.
Sounds kind of gross.
I didn't realise.
You're opening it right below the microphone. Sorry for doing that intentionally.
But yeah, so it's probably the worst day of Reading, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But it's no.
Actually, no, I put Saturday.
Because none of you guys are big on the Arctic Monkeys, really.
No, but yeah, I'm also not big on Jake Bugg, Imagine Dragons, the People, The Hugs of Peace. Sorry, yeah, we'll jump to that eventually.
Fair enough. Should we see what Warpaint sound like?
Yes, yeah. Get our opinions.
This is Undertow.
Chun. Awesome, I love that song.
Big Chun.
I only really got into him about a year. Got into him about 2 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know him, to be honest, but that is a song that I know. That is a song that everybody knows. Saturday at Reading Festival.
Well, yeah, I tried to say it in Nugent, but...
Saturday at Reading Festival.
Almost.
That was very classy, guys. Very classy.
Arctic Monkeys are headlining. Surprise, surprise. I don't like Arctic Monkeys.
At all. Not even their first album.
I bet you look good on dance.
Yeah, but you like the first album, then.
Do you ever listen to anyone
that has a different opinion to you?
Never.
I put in the Arctic Monkeys song I chose is from Rise to the Rubble, which is album song.
A great song.
So listen to that, you might like it.
I might know this song, actually.
Yeah. It's like two bouncers and one of them's alright. The other one's scary. Brilliant. And his way, you know.
Alright.
Jake Bugg,
How
about Aiden has opinions of Jake Bugg. Aiden doesn't think Aiden thinks they're too high up.
After looking at recent Reading lineups, the sub-headliner is definitely not as prestigious as it was 4 or 5 years ago, so
he does kind of fit in there. Who was 4 or 5 years ago?
4 or 5 years ago, let me have a look. They had Nine Inch Nails.
Oh.
That was last year.
Yeah, last year they had Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, but I mean like 4 or 5 years ago as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were sub-headlined in 2007.
They had Queens of Stone Age sub-headlining in 2010. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
No, they're headlining. So I guess that means the festival's going down.
I think it's going downhill.
This one in particular looks bad because not only is there Jake Bugg, but there's Macklemore being a sub-headliner.
2009 sub-headliners, Kaiser Chiefs, Prodigy and Block Party. All much bigger than the three sub-headliners we have now,
Kaiser
definitely.
Kaiser Chiefs are a bit debatable
now. But at the time, definitely.
I didn't know Macklemore was on the main stage.
Yeah, sub-headlining.
Why?
He is huge, though.
He is huge, but it's not his kind of festival, is it?
Not at all.
Eminem headlining last year.
Yeah, but I can understand. Everyone likes Eminem.
Everyone likes Macklemore.
I like Macklemore.
I'm literally the only one in the room
It's a good album. I don't like Arctic Monkeys, but I like Macklemore.
Well, the thing is, with Macklemore compared to Eminem, Eminem crosses over into the Reading thing a bit more. I've always seen Macklemore and Ryan Lewis as more into the pop end of
things. Yeah, they're a V.
V Festival is the best one for them. Yeah, I guess.
I like V Festival, kind of. But yeah, Jake Bugg, I think he'll be terrible, but... I think that's a deserved place.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
I've never met anyone that likes Jake Bugg. I suppose I don't hang around with that kind of people,
Correct me if I'm wrong, is Jake Bugg's position on there the highest position a solo artist has been at Reading Festival?
Manson, maybe?
Who?
Manson.
Marilyn Manson. Yeah, but he still comes out with a band, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, but so does Jake Bugg.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be a band, I think.
Yeah, but Jake Bugg's music is, like, just him. Marilyn Manson, when he records, is still, like, with the band.
Yeah, but still a solo artist.
I guess so, yeah.
Does it annoy you, though, that he's sub-headlining, in his maybe his second year of being a thing.
It's Frank horrible, Turner.
Well, I always
Frank Turner would probably sub-headline it now, though.
He would have much more of a right to be there than Jake.
Yeah,
Rogers,
totally.
100%.
He'd probably do it next year.
And
but I know he's
much
not...
more liked as well. I swear. For the Reading audience.
You got to think, though, the Reading demographic, it stays the same age at 16 and we keep getting older.
Yeah, I think that is the thing. It is like the festival you go to when you finish high school.
Yeah. I remember when I was 17 or something.
Yeah, I was 17.
Everyone that I went with, apart from me, more or less, was a massive, massive Frank Turner fan.
Yeah. What year was that?
That would have been 2011,
I went 2010 and saw him in the tent.
Yeah, he did the Look Up stage when I was there.
Oh, yeah, so that was 2011.
And he did main stage, I think. Yeah, it was 2011.
Yeah.
Look at that, the support bands are massive that year as well. Elbow, 30 Seconds to Mars and The Strokes.
Yeah.
My year was better.
The Strokes apart was meant to be like a joint headliner thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But, I mean, Elbow, I don't know.
I never thought they were that sort of band. I thought they were like another...
We didn't even watch Mars at the Look Up stage watching King Blues.
But yeah, it's a bit weird with Jake Bugg doing so massively and people are kind of into him.
I think his image doesn't help him at all because he is seen as that ridiculously grumpy guy and he tries to pass it off as shyness and stuff. But you want to see him actually having fun when he's sub-headlining Reading Festival and then you might get to like him a bit. But when he's just there doing his moody thing, it's like, ugh.
Yeah, it's almost going to be like, if I was there as a neutral and someone did that, I'd always think like they didn't want to be there
exactly.
at all.
And he doesn't have a right to be there, so it's a bit like, sort it out, mate. But, so, you don't like Arctic Monkeys, no one likes Jake Bugg.
I like Arctic Monkeys.
But Imagine Dragons are under Jake Bugg, and I quite like Imagine Dragons.
I think they're just at the right level
they've
for that.
They've got some really good songs.
Yeah.
They're doing arenas, so... Foster the People are quite high up.
Yeah, considering they had like one song, didn't they?
Yeah, that's quite high up. And the Hives, obviously the Hives, and them look so good live.
I think the second stage looks much better that day. Yeah, like Churches and DeAntver, Don Broco.
Casey Elephant would be great to watch.
Did you see the video of Don Broco playing on the main stage last year in the sun?
Yes.
It looked really good. So I think it's just their perfect festival. It is their ideal festival. So they're going to smash it, whatever happens.
They all seem like the sort of people that would go to Reading every year as well.
And Nero will be great. I like loads of Nero songs.
If he's on After Bombay Bicycle Club just to see out the night,
I would see Nero over like Arctic Monkeys.
Oof. I probably would.
I'd probably see Nero over a Pendulum DJ set.
Yep, no, Pendulum DJ sets aren't good.
Yeah,
I've been going to those since 2008. I haven't enjoyed a single one.
Yeah, I like the live sets.
Live sets are, much better.
But some of the best sets I've ever seen out of anyone. I'd probably put Pendulum in my top five bands I've ever seen live.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's fair.
So I think overall, maybe Saturday is better, but I'll stick by the Monkees because I love them.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have a bad word to say about the Monkees, just they're the sort of band where I'd go see them if they were on the festival lineup with other bands I like, but they're so high up now and there'll be such a deciding factor and outweighing headline factor that I probably won't ever see them now.
The thing that's getting a bit annoying is Alex Turner.
Yeah,
and he's the Brits thing, but he's going a bit
Blitzkrieg.
I have a feeling he's taking a lot of drugs, and and he just looks really pale and gaunt and stuff. And he's doing all these weird speeches and thinking he's a bit of a god.
Yeah.
He's on the cover of The Enemy with like Paul McCartney.
He's in our magazine. We are putting our 2 cents.
Yeah, our photographic proof of him at the Brit Awards.
What we think of award shows these days?
But I mean, he writes songs like he does.
Not very good songs though. Okay.
Well, you're wrong.
I'm not.
So next up is Vampire Weekend, which is a good thing, right? Because they played the day before, so it's very relevant.
I'm okay with Vampire Weekend.
I love Vampire Weekend.
No. And who's there? And then Danny Brown, where's he?
He's not designated today.
He's playing the Radio 1 Extra stage.
He should be high up in that.
I imagine he's headlining it. He'll be awesome.
He'll kill it.
I had Waka Flocka Flame there last year. I'd have liked to see that.
Oh, that's incredible. Apparently, he doesn't actually play live. He just has a backing track and just dances about with champagne on stage.
That doesn't surprise me.
I think I might have walked past when he was on, actually. But we didn't go in. Should have.
Yeah, it'd have been that.
So this is Diane Young. I don't know how it goes, but apparently it's good.
Good luck.
He did very well not to swear, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yes, well done.
That was a lucky break,
Well done, Danny.
Well, you had one swear word today.
Louis. I don't know what you're talking about, mate.
And then he was like, not very professional.
Sorry.
Oh, dear.
Get out.
Bye.
Sunday at Reading Festival 2014.
That's the day I would go.
Blink 182 for the main stage with underneath Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Yumi at 6, A Day to Remember, and Sleeping with Sirens.
That's a good stage.
I think
I'd avoid the main stage to Blink.
Would you?
Yeah, same.
I wouldn't.
Same. I'd only go that for Blink and the Day to Remember, probably.
I'd probably be there from the Day to Remember onwards.
Are you Yumi at 6 fan?
I would put up with Yumi at 6.
That's understandable.
There's
yeah.
nothing else on. I'd put. Heck, the second stage looks okay. I'd go see 1975, and I'd go see Jungle. Yes, I'd love to see Jungle.
Second stage, bottom up so far: Jungle, Clean Bandit, Metronomy, the 1975, and Disclosure Live.
Probably watch up to Metronomy, including Metronomy, and then just go and get drunk, and then watch Blink.
Get drunk watching Macklemore.
Oh.
I think
Thrift Shop's a tune.
It'd be quite fun to watch
Thrift
Drunk,
Shop Drunk at a festival could be,
would be
all right.
Amazing.
Yeah, I think that's going to go down as like one of the highlights of Reading,
but
probably.
Out of all those artists you can see at the bottom that haven't been designated anywhere, that one of them will be better than Macklemore.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah. Yumi Six are an annoying example of a band that are getting bigger and going up the lineup, and their music is getting worse and worse.
Yeah, totally
agree. Their new album's not very good, I don't think. Oh, they are our cover stars, though. Oi,
oi. Great album.
Oh, no, yeah, we love that album. 11 out of 10. All the best.
Who's Flume?
Flume? Which one? Flume's, where's that?
It's a Bon Iver song. If someone said, what's Flume, that's what I'd say. I don't know.
Because they're headlining the dance stage.
So probably just some house artist or something.
Australian electronic music instrumentalist, producer and DJ.
Oh, go away.
A lot of electronic artists playing this year and DJs.
Well, yeah, they've got Radio on Extra Stage as well now, haven't they? So that's like two dance stages.
Oh, Chill Step.
Future Garage.
Obviously.
Deep House.
Yeah.
Mum and Pop. Oh, he's on signed to
those
Mum
are the labels,
and Pop
yeah.
label.
Cool.
Deep House. He's headlining.
Deep House, Chill Step. I hate all these things.
He's headlining. Yeah. But, yeah, I asked the dad, I'd really like to see Blink at a festival again, because I saw him the last time I played a Reading. I enjoyed him. A lot of people didn't enjoy him. I enjoyed him because it was a fun sing-along, and I was quite punk because I didn't play that well.
I think you need to be prepared that they're going to be drunk and they're going to sound pretty messy.
Yeah.
But
that was the fun of it.
I think that's pretty cool. Because bands like Green Day are pretty pristine now.
Yeah, they weren't tight at all. They were just...
Oh, I love that.
A little bit terrible. But that was
that's the charm.
That was the charm, totally.
I've not seen them, but I assume like every 10 minutes they must just be like, Travis, just like do something.
Yeah, it's a bit like that. They do terrible solos and just laugh about it. And, yeah. They're really good, so I'd love to see them. That's a big sing-along. Every song's a sing-along. And Bond are also playing. There's a few little gold chestnuts.
What?
I don't know.
What? A few little goldies.
I'm not sure what you're trying to say there, but I think I get it.
There's a few
gold
little
chestnuts.
Like hidden gems.
Hidden gems.
That's what you wanted.
Marmosets.
Marmosets. Gold chestnuts.
I'll bring that one in to fashion.
I was looking for a band called Gold Chestnut.
Yeah, I was looking at
Gorgon
that.
City, they're doing all right.
Who are Gorgon City?
They're like dance group.
Gorgon. They'll be on that.
Is that from Small Soldiers, the Gorgons?
The Gorgonites. What a movie that was.
That was a great film.
Great movie.
Greetings, Alan.
Andy C's playing.
Andy C's always playing.
He's always down here.
I've seen him. I don't even know how that happened.
I think I might have.
He's really good.
Who are the Fat White Family? I've seen them brought up a lot lately.
We saw them.
Are they good?
Weird,
yeah.
They make me
kind
think
cool.
of...
Kind of cool.
Were they on that Radar tour?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're kind of cool.
They think of their wrestling family. What are they called?
The Wyatt. Oh, the Wyatt family. The Fat Wyatt family.
Weird, weren't they?
Yeah, I kind of liked it.
Their trousers all ripped and you could see like their arse cheeks.
They were playing really discordantly.
Yeah.
You said they were playing discordantly, I thought you were still talking about the Wyatts.
So I wouldn't watch him again.
I was intrigued.
Yeah. Is it the sort of thing where you go and you walk away from it not sure what to make
of
it?
Yeah.
Okay,
totally. Yeah. You don't know if it's good or tell.
I kind of like those sort of things.
Royal Blood are playing. Or saw him in a pub. Yeah. Lens, just saying.
I think you've said that about four times. Four
yeah, well, we did.
Yeah. I'm surprised how low down Klaxons are. I'm presuming they must be headlining the...
something. Festival Republic.
The Festival Republic stage.
That's a good show, yeah.
They're too low down.
Yeah.
They're about to get a new album as well.
Yeah. Nerf and the Lats are there. Nerf and the Lats are always good.
I also heard this morning that the Kooks are coming back.
Oh, yeah.
So that's good, right?
I remember for years on the school bus, the people at the back would always try and sing that really awful song they had. And it was Naive.
Yeah. That wasn't an awful song. Come on, that was a good song.
I mean awful in the sense that I had to hear it sung by 12-year-olds every single go.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I apologise. Sorry, that's what that band does to me.
Neck deep in there. Joey Badass is there.
Joey Badass would be quite good.
He put the Fly magazine out of business.
He did. Thank you, Joey.
Thanks, Joey.
I think overall it's a good Sunday because if it's anything like last Sunday I was there, you're kind of sleepy, you're kind of hungover, so you're sleepy. Kind of waiting for it to end a little bit.
Totally. So I agree.
You can turn up, you can see, like I said, I'd watch Optimatronomy, I'd go get some drinks, I'd watch Blink 182, it'd be a good night.
Yeah, I always find that towards the end of the festival on the Sunday, I see less of the bands I plan to, and more time just taking it easy, watching, like staying in the same place.
Trying to stay alive and like...
Yeah.
But drinking WKD because you can't do a full pint.
Just you.
Yeah.
Some of us are men, all right? Last week you told us how much of a lad you were.
Lads
don't drink WKD, ever.
I do.
They do, don't they? That's why it's confusing.
I think that's like lad initiation or something. This until you can maybe drink beer.
This lad drinks WKD.
How's your knee?
It's a bit messed up.
Is it?
Yeah.
Did it not heal well?
No.
Oh dear.
So it doesn't have a smiley face anymore.
Is it kind of angry looking?
It's a bit angry looking.
It's going to be a problem soon.
Yeah.
So I'm just waiting for it to heal up. I'm not getting that out anymore.
Well, I know it's a pun there, but...
Sorry, yeah.
Everyone else will get over it.
It's going to be a problem there. It's really subtle to do puns when the word you're using is actually another word.
Yeah. Well, you did it so subtly, didn't you?
Don't worry. Yeah. Don't worry. Be happy.
I like that. That's one of my favourite songs of all time.
It was another pun, yeah, we've got that.
I know, but the song itself,
good.
Buzzing, mate, buzzing.
Next up is Enter Shikari, because they're there.
We barely mentioned them.
They're there on the Friday. This one's called Antwerpen.
Cool.
Yeah, is that a big one?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I've not heard of it. And then also we are going to play Macklemore.
Woo!
He has to use a beer cone now.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yesterday it was like... I was a changed man yesterday because I actually had to use a beard cone.
Breaking news.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get some beard oil as well.
Your beard is quite spreading out now.
It's getting quite hench, isn't it?
It's definitely a bit better than what mine is.
What does oil do?
It just softens it because you can't really use shampoo on it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Because it gives you all dry skin and stuff.
Oh, right.
It makes it itchy.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
I've been shampooing my beard for like 2 weeks now.
Well, you've got a nice beard then.
Yeah, I've got a lucky beard.
But yeah, you get all the dry skin and it all comes out and it might break all the loose ends and stuff.
Right.
Dead ends.
Yeah, no, it's weird. You have like grey streaks.
Yeah, that's just the pigments in my skin.
Yeah,
it's always been like that.
It's cool though. It makes it look aged.
It look good. It doesn't look odd. Sure. Like, oh, he's got grey beard. He's 20.
Because your hair is not grey, so it's fine.
Cool.
This weekend, for some reason, we decided we'd talk about this week.
Let's talk about the weekend.
Because you're venturing to London, and
I'm going to London on Sunday.
Yay!
I'm going to see Jack Whitehall.
Have you been there lots? Do you feel like you know London?
A little bit. I know the tubes.
Yeah.
I went to Leicester Square the other week. I know my stuff.
I know my stuff. Been in Leicester Square. Camden. Yeah. Oh, you'd fit right in Camden.
I do, yeah.
It's full of like...
Have you been to Camden?
It's full of beers. Yeah, I've been loads of times.
Have you? I've only been twice.
Only twice?
I've never even been to a gig in Camden.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I have.
No, never been to any gig in Camden. Might go this weekend.
Yeah, see what's on. Just pick a random one while you're down there.
Go to the Underworld.
Yeah, that's right. I went to the Underworld.
Yeah.
Saw Tat.
Nice little thing.
Who?
Tat.
Who are they?
T-A-T. They were well good.
Were they?
They were like a little punk trio.
Oh.
Well, not that punky. But it was a female lead and she was just...
Actually, even smoking. If you don't go to the Underworld, go to the pub next to it, World's End.
Yeah, the World's End.
That's very good.
That's a ridiculously good pub.
Mm. Well, guys, I'll go to the Monarch. It's Beans on Toast's pub.
I really want to go to that.
Yeah,
I only found out about that.
Yeah, that's in Camden.
You're going to see the sights. You're going to go Madame Tussauds.
I'm going to Madame Tussauds.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go to Buckingham Palace as well. We said that earlier.
So you're doing touristy stuff.
I'm doing touristy stuff. I'm going to go to Oxford Street. I've never been to Oxford Street, really. I don't think. I'm going to go to M&M World.
Oh, you need to have a look around that toy store they had down there.
What's the toy store?
Hamleys, fantastic.
Christmas.
Can I have wrestling figures?
They will have wrestling figures.
When I was like, I don't know, like 11, 12, Christmas would be go to Hamleys with Dad and like he'd give me like £30.
Really?
Best day of the year.
Oh, I'm going to Hamleys.
Yeah. Basically, like, think of the amount of like wrestling shops you'd find in a normal toy store. Times that by around 3 or 4, that's how many they'll have in there.
Cool, sounds right to me.
Cool shop.
I'm going to go there. I'm going to go to M&M World.
Yeah, I've never been there.
It's really good. It's just lots of chocolate everywhere.
Well, I'd like
it's like
that.
4 stories.
Oh, sounds like my nightmare.
Have you been to Cadbury World?
No.
I've been to Cadbury World.
I've been.
Why?
Is that in London?
It was just a thing we did with Cubs. No, it was in Birmingham or something, the Cadbury factory.
I went to a Cadbury factory in Hertfordshire in the shopping mall.
Oh, really?
Because there's a Cadbury... Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
what's
roughly.
It called? Galleria.
The
Galleria. There's a Cadbury store in the Galleria.
Where's the Galleria?
It's in St Albans, I think.
I know what you're talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know which one I went to, but it definitely wasn't in Birmingham.
I'll have a look. I'll Google it. Yeah. What else can you do in London? Oh, I'm going to go to the Namco Arcade.
Oh, no, wait. Go to the Trocadero Arcade before it gets knocked down. It's another arcade thing they do in London, but it's getting knocked down soon.
I'll check that out. Namco Arcade's really
I've never
good.
Been in there.
No, I have been. I've been there.
Oh, you've been there?
No, I've been there.
This one, yeah.
It always looks huge. Why are they not?
Because they have all the dancing. I don't know why. They have all like the street dancing at the bottom.
Yeah. I don't know why they're wanting to knock
it down.
It's
more for like Chinese people.
Oh, to open the Piccadilly Superstore.
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah. I don't need to see that again. But Namco Arcade is something else.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go to the Five Guys place, Covent Garden, the burger place, new burger place.
Oh, that's supposed to be really good. Yeah, I've seen so much hype about on Twitter.
Go to that pot pub that just sells hot dogs and rum.
That sounds right.
I can't remember what it's called. But you know where the iTunes Festival was? It's opposite that.
Oh, the Camden Roundhouse? Mm.
I think it's something a bit more obscure.
I'm there till Wednesday, Thursday, so...
You should, if it's well...
If you're listening, send us some tweets as to what I should do in Camden at Radio Sonar or at Audio Addict Mag.
If it's well sunny, you should buy a box of beer and just like lay in Hyde Park.
Yeah, what do Hyde Park? Hard Rock Cafe, hello.
I tell you what, I think before you go, you should find like a globe or map, blindly throw a dart at it, look at what country it is, and then find a food stand from that country in Camden.
Oh, no, I'm going to get some Bang Bang Chicken.
Bang Bang, what's Bang Bang Chicken?
Bang Bang Chicken.
From the salt and pepper chicken. The salt and pepper chicken guy.
Yeah, man.
He's the best.
He's the best Chinese chicken.
He gives you free chicken.
Yeah, so, and it's like,
really?
It's the nicest Chinese chicken you have ever had.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So it's mind blowing. We were going to Nando's and we had some Miss Chicken, like, well, should we just stay here? But no, Nando's got the better for us. But yeah, doing all that, and seeing Jack Hyle will be all right.
And it's Wembley Arena.
Wembley Arena. That's, I love Wembley Arena. And there's a great sports bar down the road from it.
Is there?
Yeah, it's got all like Man United and all different loads of sport, like a Hard Rock Cafe for football fans.
Well, of course, there's going to be a Man United pub in London.
It's not a Man United pub.
What is it?
It's just a sports bar. It's like a Hard Rock Cafe for football fans.
Oh, like memorabilia all over the world.
It's everywhere. It's really good.
Best what I like about Wembley Arena is walking up to Wembley Stadium and being like, wow,
yeah, it's huge. We walked all the way around in.
And then just going over to the arena.
I've been backstage at Wembley Stadium.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, was that for the Rod Stewart thing?
No, something else. I'll tell you off air.
Okay. Oh, of course, yeah, I know. Shady. I know where this is going,
I think so.
I'm doing that. Anyone got a better weekend from me?
No.
Well, I'm going home.
You're going home. Where are you going home? Where's your home?
Well, a town called Biggin Hill. Which is nearest, like, either Croydon or Bromley.
Oh, so not far from London.
No, not at all. And I haven't been home since New Year, so I'm quite looking forward to it.
That'd be nice.
Just going to raid the cupboards, going to sleep a lot, play Xbox, and then...
What day are you going?
Friday.
Until?
Monday.
Oh, so that was...
Yeah. I was going to stick it out longer, but stuff to do, really. Dissertation to write.
Oh, yeah, if Captain Friday is the weekend, we'll go Hobbit on Friday for Sean's birthday.
Oh, it's your birthday on Friday? Yeah. Oh, Sean, you should have said. It's Sean's birthday on Friday. Hooray!
How old are you going to be? Like 40?
Seriously, how old are you going to be?
21.
Yeah.
21.
Jeez, I'm 23, man.
I'm 20.
I'm 20.
Man, you guys are well younger than me.
You're old.
And yeah, you definitely.
See by your receding hairline.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, you can't see now, but if you want to get on the webcam, I might got a new clock.
Yeah, that's been a few weeks.
A nice definitely not. Yeah, I've not been here a few weeks.
That is a nice clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hobbit, then seeing Narwhals, I'll back to the Hobbit.
I will come for a pint at the Hobbit with you for your birthday, mate.
Yeah, we'll go hang there for a couple of hours in the afternoon.
Stay until the sun goes down, and then I shall go off to my gig.
Yeah, and then we'll go to take down the day after and get sorted.
Yeah.
Have you guys done the whole fellowship thing?
No, but me?
Yeah, I did.
I've had a couple from it. Yeah.
Oh, the drinks challenge. Yeah. I can't, because half of those drinks are locked with sugar.
They look it.
There's the Bailey's Jack Daniels one, or Jaeger in it. That's the one I liked.
I can't remember.
I had a bit of the green one there before. I can't remember what that one was. Gollum was a nice one. And the Frodo, I think.
Yeah. Everyone said Philly was nice. It just tasted like lemonade, but got you really drunk.
Yeah. But like I say, those are probably a death trap.
Oh, that sounds all right. I like lemonade.
Philly.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I just drank beer and Jaeger bombs.
Cool.
£1.50 Jaeger bomb.
That's good, isn't it?
It's fine. Did the job.
What's the cheapest pint in The Hobbit?
I didn't even ask for a pint because it didn't sound
Carlsberg
cheap.
Carlsberg or Foster's, it's just the same as
everywhere else.
Yeah.
A bottle of Carlsberg Export was £1.50 as well.
Oh, really? Oh, no, I'll take that. Yeah, I can get a couple of those.
£1.50 or £2.
Don't be it. Yeah, whatever.
A couple of those in the afternoon and get some dinner in the evening.
Sounds right. Hopefully it's sunny. Everyone's welcome. Everyone's welcome to come. So if you're listening and thinking, what should I do on Friday?
Come on down to the Hobbit.
Come on
the
down to the Hobbit with us. We have a day off.
Huge smoking area, isn't it? It's just massive.
It's huge, isn't it? Just want to play hide and seek.
Exactly. If you want, if it's sunny, that'd be right lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the
I think they'll have the food van there.
Yeah, they do. And it was open till so late, and I was just like, everyone was getting cheesy chips, which were great.
Oh my god.
So that sounds good, night.
Does sound good.
Yeah. Where I'm going.
Where are you going? Oh yeah.
Yeah, we just did that.
Just did that.
Can next
I come
up,
home with you?
No. Oh. Next up is Don Broco. And then the Arctic Monkeys song that I said you should listen to. See if you like it. Mr. Rubble, good song. Don't do that puffy thing. Puff. See, they were good.
Lovely little band.
Nah, I didn't like it.
And what didn't you like about it?
How about you tell the microphone what you don't like about it?
One moment. That's better. I like the start of it. I was ready.
Yeah, the little rappy kind of, yeah.
Rappy bit, and then it just got a bit boring to that.
Well.
No.
Tell me what's good about Flaws by Bastille.
Oh, that's a great song.
Yeah, tell me about it.
The catchy chorus.
How catchy is it?
Really catchy. All of my flaws.
That's not the chorus.
What?
It's not the chorus.
It is the chorus.
It's not. That's how the song starts. That's the verse.
Shut up. It's a great song.
How does the catchy chorus go?
That's the catchy chorus.
It's not.
Oh, I know how the chorus goes. Yeah. I
don't like Bastille, but you're really not bigging them up right now.
Don't put me on the spot like that. I know how the chorus goes. It's a great song. It's a better sing along from that load of rubbish.
And tell.
Can't even have Arctic Monkeys, can you? Monkeys can't survive the Arctic.
Can if they have coats on.
Yeah, they can. He's got a good point. Do you remember that little monkey going around the internet with that coat in the store?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's that monkey.
The stylish and illegal monkey.
So there you go. Now tell me what's good about.
There he is.
Sorry, I have a good taste in music.
I just love that little Arctic monkey. That is an Arctic monkey.
We should tweet that picture.
Yeah, I'm going to tweet it out now.
Awesome. And now tell me what's good about
Come on.
The Road by Frank Turner.
Oh, that's just the perfect song. It's just punk rock at heart.
Is it perfect?
Yeah, it's perfect.
What's perfect?
It makes you want to go on travel. And
does it?
Yeah.
The road beneath my feet.
Yeah.
To the west.
Yeah, it just makes you want to pick up a guitar and hit the road.
I think he just saw a compass.
Hit the road, Jack.
And was like,
don't you look back. I can write a song out of this.
Yeah.
Maybe. It's a bit easy, isn't it?
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's deep. The one I do really like is our new Prifrock.
Prifrock before we got famous.
That's epic.
That's an epic song. There's no chorus to that.
And that's why I like it. Just builds, climax, it stops.
Yeah, it's very good, isn't it? It makes you feel like you miss your friends and stuff when you.
Nah, I don't have friends. But
no, you don't. That's true.
But if I did, I'm sure I'd miss them.
Yeah.
Do you think of the Lad Pack when you listen to that?
No.
You have friends other than that?
I think about drinking.
There's the monkey. If you want to know the monkey in the coat that would survive in the Arctic, so could be the Arctic monkey, check out our Twitter page.
Yeah.
Radio Sonar.
Ooh.
Yeah. Didn't that work well?
All right, well, I mean...
That's it. Let's just go.
Once again, Louis wrong. Let's call it a day. I swear, every week we end it with just Louis
right.
saying something dumb.
I'm right, you're wrong.
Okay.
Bastille good, Arctic Monkeys aren't that good.
Reading
Festival doesn't look that good, apart from Sunday. She looks okay.
Well, that I can agree
Friday
with.
Friday was okay, don't we?
Good, yes.
Sorry it's not download, words. Louis. Sorry there's no metal. Sorry there's no punk rock.
There's no skitter.
Sorry there's no... Friggin' Frank Turner and stupid Nina Nesbitt and any other rubbish singer-songwriter that this week is the best singer-songwriter in the country.
Nice self-censorship, I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you know I'm right.
I don't. I do not.
I'd like to imagine there's like actually a small contingent out there who are just like back in your corner every
think
week.
I have a fan base out there who agree with
Invite them
opinions.
In.
Maybe we should.
I would like someone Maybe back in your
Ring
corner.
Ring us in. Tweet us, message us.
I need some help.
If you think Bastille are a better band than Arctic Monkeys, if you think what was her face?
Nina Nesbitt?
No, a different one.
Gabrielle Aplin.
Gabrielle Aplin is a better female singer-songwriter than Laura Marling.
Which is 100% true.
And if you think that Frank Turner is a god, well, no, there will be a few of them.
True.
There's at least 7 people out there who share all those opinions.
There's about
we'll
7
find
million
them,
that don't.
Round them up and bring them in.
Whether they've been sectioned or not, we don't know.
Yeah,
so,
trust that.
Let's close it with Disclosure and Imagine Dragons, 2 Reading artists. Disclosure will be pretty epic. Imagine Dragons, don't think anyone cares.
I'm level full like lineup again next week.
Oh, and Louis likes him again. I'm not here next
week. Oh, you're not here next week?
I'm in London.
Who are we going to take the mickey out of?
Sean, you ready?
Yeah, go. My opinion's gold.
So this is when a fire starts to burn, right? And it starts to spread. You want to read your breath? It goes like this.
When a fire starts to burn, right? And it starts to spread.